Drive on Phoenix FM.
That was Mae Muller with I Wrote a Song. And this here now in the studio, we have the, I call him amazing because he is a top bloke, Lee Avere of Grays Athletic Community Football Club, established as well in 1890. This is Grays Athletic Chairman, Isthmian League Director as well, founder of Inclusive Irons, a very busy boy. Lee Avere, welcome to the studio, Lee.
Lovely. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you having me on.
How you doing? You're a busy boy.
I am a busy boy, yeah, but it keeps me out of trouble, which is the most important thing.
Does it keep you out of trouble?
Though? Sometimes.
So, Lee, listen, we've got loads to talk about, because I've not actually spoken to you about this as well, but I've seen loads of things online, and it says Ship Lane for Grays Athletic. Basically, you're putting in an application in the council to use Ship Lane as your facility, sort of club ground. Is that right, Lee?
That's correct, yeah. It's a joint application with a car preparation company, Group One, and, yeah, we're hoping that we can get the facility, which is no longer use for those who followed West Ham many years ago, including West Ham women. Our reserves used to play at Ship Lane, and the women's team had a spell there. And Thurrock FC are no longer, and the stadium's been sitting there dormant for some time. So it's just it needs somebody to come in and just bring some new life into it, and we hope that's us.
Yeah, because there's nothing sadder, I think, than an unused football pitch we've overgrown, you know, and it's in the community, it's sitting there, it's a waste of space, and it can be used for the as a community hub, essentially, Lee.
Absolutely. So some of the stuff that we want to be doing, if we were to get access to the stadium and the application that's been put in by Group One, is to gift us the stadium, because we simply don't have any money whatsoever, and certainly not £3 million to buy the stadium. So we would take over that stadium and give pretty much most of the use of the stadium back to the community. So we would obviously use it for game days and stuff like that. But there are so many community initiatives that we want to be doing to give to the community completely free of charge. We don't want anything for it. We just want to be able to utilise the stadium for ourselves and for our community and do something positive. We can't see what the problem is with that, to be fair.
Yeah, it's like helping to keep the kids off the street and things like that, and use the clubhouse really as well as like a youth centre as well for events and awareness and education. So it's giving more than what you're taking back, which is nothing, which is basically just the use of the ground for the football club. So it's not just about the football club and the players and the people that go and support it day in, day out. It is an important thing for the community. And for mental health, I know, working in football myself, Lee, from all different parts, you know, it's such an important thing. It's not just about blokes or women kicking a ball up and down a field, you know, and what you want to do is open it up to the community. And, you know, I mean, there's some stats as well that were thrown around, Lee, as well, about, I couldn't believe it, to hear like 1 in 3 kids between the age of 10 and 11 are overweight or obese. You know, so clubs such as yours that want to provide programs for kids of all ages is vital, right?
Absolutely. And if you look at the cost of hiring facilities anywhere in Essex, let alone Thurrock, you will realise that clubs such as ourselves that want to do stuff for the community are really hamstrung, really, because we just simply don't have the money to be able to extend the programmes we've already got in place or introduce new ones. And as you said, you're looking at kids struggling with obesity, and adult men within Thurrock as well are, according to the British Heart Foundation, are statistically more obese than most parts of the country. So we want to be putting in programmes where we get men, children, women. We've already got programs for women just to come and play football.
Oh, have you, Lee?
Yeah, you've got all absolutely. That going on, yeah, it's already in place, but we want to be able to do more. But we simply can't afford the charges that schools, leisure centres, purpose-built facilities with 3G facilities that they want. It's staggering amounts of money which we simply don't have. But if we were to have this facility, we could do it all. And
you could help other groups out. It's like passing it on, isn't it, really? Because, you know, it's not just you want it for yourself and you've got a clubhouse for everyone to come along. This is about opening up to the community so they can help themselves as well with all the other stuff that's going on where they can't afford to hire out halls or anything. You know,
absolutely.
And it's something that you want to give back to the community. It feels like a no-brainer, really, Lee, to be fair.
The biggest problem we got is because the application is part of a wider application to build a car preparation plant on the adjacent land at the back of the stadium. And that's probably the most contentious point of the application. The PDI centre would, in essence, be a car park where cars would come in and be prepared to be shipped off and sold. And it would look to be built on what is technically Greenbelt land, but for anybody that knows the area, it's anything but, and Brandfield land really in anything but name. And there's some conflict with people from Averley and the local residents, despite the PDI centre being approximately a mile away from the nearest resident north in towards Averley. And you look at the traffic management that the PDI centre would be putting into place would alleviate a lot of the traffic issues around HGVs going into Averley. So a lot of the issues that residents would have would be alleviated by actually introducing the application. And disappointingly, I think if those that were against the application spent as much time trying to clean up the site, because it is in a dreadful state. And I've seen some stuff saying, there's horses and deer and stuff like that. And I've seen the environmental reports and the ecology reports. And you're more likely to see a unicorn in the area than a horse and a deer. And if people spent more time going and cleaning up the old drums, the shopping trolleys and the rubbish there, and really trying to do something to clean that area up, then maybe it would be a better use of that area. But at the moment, the PDI centre is probably the best, and you get a homeless football club back into the area and the community benefiting from that stadium.
Right, you say you want to work with the community as well, so it's a huge thing, because you was also committed as well to giving 1,000 free tickets, which is huge, a season for the local council as well to pass out to community and schools. So, it's not just about the football club, it is about the community. And, Lee, there's so much. You work within diversity as well. There's all that stuff going on that you do. You've got a strong relationship as well with the Treetop School. It's a special school as well, dedicated to educating children with learning difficulties, speech and language problems. Right,
absolutely. So we've got a really strong partnership with them, and we've been liaising and talking with them for a long while. We would love to be able to do specific programs with the school, not just around playing football, but getting involved in football in any capacity. But again, it's really difficult for us to do stuff like that, because the money involved in the specialist training and the specialist facilities we would have to install within any particular location. But if we again had a dedicated location for ourselves, we would be able to do stuff like that. And if you look at the nearest sites that are specialised around disability football and stuff like that, you're looking at Dartford and Chelmsford. So there's not a lot of areas that supply specific stuff for people with disabilities to get involved in football, and we want to become that sort of hub within Thurrock, within Essex, and this part of Essex.
Yeah, so this work that you're already doing within the community, and you just want to make it bigger and better for everyone else. I'll tell you what, I'm going to play a track, Lee, and we'll come back because there's a petition going around as well, and we'll hear more about that a little bit afterwards. I've chosen a message to you, Rudy. I love that one. Do you, Lee? You into specials?
I can suffer them, yeah.
Oh! Right, we're back here on Phoenix FM Drive in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. And we are now still talking to Lee about the Greys Athletic FC potential permanent home ground, right, Lee?
We hope so, we really do. It's pivotal for the football club. There's a really important hearing on the 13th of July with Thurrock Council, which would decide on the planning applications. That's really, really important for us, and we hope that people see sense and support our bid along with Group One, because we do genuinely believe it's what's best for the community all round.
So if there was anyone listening from the local community around that area and haven't noticed, how they've not heard about it, I don't know, Lee, but if they hadn't, how can they get hold of you, and what can people actually physically do?
So if anybody wants to get in contact via Grace of Fleck. You can contact us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or myself on all of those platforms as well, Levy. And I'm more than happy to converse and give you some information. We've got a petition in at the moment to just try and galvanise a little bit of support in the non-league community. Has been fantastic with that, including the local community clubs around Brentwood and Hornchurch as well. So that's fantastic. We've had their support. We're hoping to get around 3,500 signatures. We're there or thereabouts, but if anybody would like to lend their support, would be greatly appreciated. And if you go to change.org, search for Ship Lane or Grays of Fleck, and it will come up, and your signature will be hugely appreciated.
And you can go to graysathletic.co.uk, and that's Grays with G-R-A-Y-S. I still do it grey. I'm thinking of the colour of my hair, but no, it's not that. Go to graysathletic.co.uk, and all the information will also be on there. And I love the fact that, you know, you mentioned the local footballers and all the local communities around the footballing communities in all different tiers all want just the best for each other. And I love, that's what I love about football, because it's community, isn't it? It's not just about people kicking a ball about. Like.
Absolutely. And you can never underestimate the importance of a community football club to any individual group of supporters. It's huge. It's not just about football. It's about providing support, relationships, friendships, and a shoulder to cry on when times are hard for people. And I think certainly non-league football clubs lend themselves to that type of relationship with people, because it's so much more personable. You get to know people, and everyone that volunteers in and around non-league football are special people. And that's why this application is so important, because we want to safeguard our club's future for many, many years to come, and that's not guaranteed. And we also want to give back to the community. And one thing I need to emphasise is that this application, whilst it gets heard on the 13th, we must understand that if this application doesn't go in our favour, which there's obviously there's a chance it won't, Group 1 will probably look to safeguard their investment. And they've spent significant sums of money in terms of planning applications and buying the land. And my real fear, my real worry is that the football stadium will be knocked down and the PDI centre will be built on that land, because the football ground is built on brand built land, so planning applications would probably go through in that area because the restrictions are a lot less than building on green belt. So people need to understand potentially they're going to get a PDI centre regardless. So why not allow it to go ahead on land which is not used, not cared for, not looked after, and have a community facility in times when community facilities are very scarce, that they're being closed down, they're being knocked down. Let's not have Ship Lane being another one of those.
It can be a vital hub for the whole of the community and beyond as well. And as you say, the mental health aspect of all of that as well, with people coming together from, and you say you work from like with the kids upwards as well, you've got walking football, like the lot, you know, everything that you want to, all these relationships you've already built, what would happen, because it's what, homeless for 13 years and you've been part of Thurrock community for 133 years. So yeah, Lee, hope everyone listening is going to go to Grays Athletic. Remember, it's not the colour of the hair. graysathletic.co.uk. And you can find Lee. You're all right to give out your at, aren't you? On your as he looks on his phone. Look, he's come well prepared, hasn't he?
You can get me at LVEHIT. That's on Twitter. Yeah, and the same for Instagram as well. So, yeah, get in touch. I'm more than happy to have a chat, even if it's not what I want to hear.
Yeah, great stuff, Lee. Thanks ever so much coming in. And I want to thank you for all you do within the footballing community. It's we need to really give you more taps on the back. Can't wait for another hug now, Lee, as well, because you are an absolute gentleman and you do change people's lives. Thank you so much, Lee. Hang on. We need that. I'll see you again soon, Lee.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. And all the best to your listeners.